This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Amish held a rally for Donald Trump. The Amish. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This happened, what, a couple of weeks ago? I don't know if they practiced social distancing or wore their face masks, but they held a rally for Trump. Is this the first time something like this has ever happened? The Amish are getting political? These are people that stay away from stuff. Man, wait. I thought they just made, like, ugly porch furniture. And raise barns for one another and let their kids have that year of debauchery before they come back to the farm or whatever. This is wild. I heard this. The Amish. These people hardly ever get involved in politics, but the left have screwed up the world so to such a degree that the Amish finally said, "We're in, man. We're in. You got us." The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Wow. Maybe the Amish were the people who planned to kidnap Whitmer. Did you guys hear about this? Whitmer. She was there was a plot to kidnap her. I don't even believe there was a plot to kidnap Whitmer. Because, see, that's what Democrats do. They will pretend like, oh, these people are trying to kill me. And it'll be somebody that's a friend that sets it up. You know, nobody, you know, of course, you know. They shoot at them, but they shoot like 6 feet away, never in danger of being hit. They're the people that, you know, the car goes off the bridge, they jump in and save somebody, and then you find out it was a stunt. They're the people that will burn down their own precincts, you know, or their wherever they meet, what do they call it, their offices. They'll burn them down and say, "Those mean Republicans did it." So Whitmer wants to convince us that people were after her. She's so important. Here's what they said. I don't even know who this is. I'm just reading this piece. It says, the guy's name is Caserta. I think he's the one that they caught, and they tried to say he was a Trump guy, and he's the one who did it. This is along the lines of Jussie Smollett. Jussie Smollett. Is that what Dave Chappelle called him? This is along the lines of that. It was the mean-spirited Republicans. They're the ones who did it. So there's a guy, his name is Caserta, and he was the one that supposedly was the, I don't know if he's a ringleader, but one of 13 people that wanted to kidnap her. Now, this guy hated Trump. Here's the clip. He hated Trump.
Trump is not your friend, dude. And it amazes me that people actually, like, believe that when he's shown over and over and over again that he's a tyrant. Every single person that works for government is your enemy, dude.
So what do you think about that, dude? The KevinJacksonShow.com, dude. 844-551-8255. Dude. Anyway, his name was Caserta. He was among 13 men who were busted by the feds, and they said he and the others were going to kidnap Whitmer, storm the Capitol building in Michigan because they wanted to spark a civil war. And they said, oh, Joe Biden and everybody came out, it's a sick scheme put on by Donald Trump. He was a Trump supporter. And of course he wasn't. He wasn't. See, that's them selling the lie. Are we guilty of this, conservatives? Sure. You know, every time I see a black dude get killed by a cop, I go, if Obama had a son. I do. But, you know, and I'm not telling you it's right, but I do it in response. I do it as a fight back. I'm kind of like Israel. I'm going to drop bombs on you because you keep throwing bombs over the fence at me. So I'm eventually going to start dropping bombs on you. Purely retaliatory is what we do. But let me tell you, left to our own devices, I would never care. Does it really matter if this is legit, which I don't know that it is, but if this is legit and somebody was trying to get Whitmer, I would be against it. In fact, I am against it. I'm against this guy, Caserta, and the 12 other men who were trying to do this on principle. I don't care what her politics are. But what do? They got to politicize it. They got to politicize it. Oh, it's one of you guys. And we aren't the ones that do this stuff. I think they said he's part of a militia group, the Wolverine Watchmen. Now, militia groups are supposed to be all associated with whom? With us, right? This guy doesn't like Trump. He doesn't like government in general, but he doesn't like Trump. He's got every reason in the world not to like Whitmer and every reason to like Trump, but he still doesn't like Trump. How are you going to associate him with us as conservatives? He doesn't like our guy. It gets irritating. Always having to defend ourselves against unfounded calls of racism, extremism. We are the least racist, least extreme, least sexist, least otherist, whatever you want to call it, of anybody. And we are constantly accused of it. Doesn't it make you sick after a while? Aren't you tired of somebody going, you're a racist because you dare disagree with baby black Jesus Barack Obama? Or you don't believe in critical race theory and you think that we need to knock this all this nonsense out around race and color and all this other stuff? Well, trust me, you're not the only one. Many people are like just shaking their heads going, will you people just finally shut up? And then you get a case like this, and they always start, oh, look at this. And even when they get mud on their faces, oh, well, it's still, I was right on principle. No, you aren't. You're not right on principle. Not right at all. You were totally wrong. But they want to feel that way. And that's why guys like me, I push back every time. I'm like, oh, yeah, thought it was a Trump supporter. Well, it's not. It's somebody that just is one of you. It's an anarchist. It's an Antifa. When did, what do they call it, these militias? Well, you want to know the worst militia of any militia? I mean, they always, oh, yeah, they got these militias up in Wisconsin. They got these militias out and whatever. Let me tell you who's worse than any militia I've ever seen. Black Lives Matter. Antifa. These are people going out killing cops, killing private citizens, for fun. And we're worried about militias? This militia was, for all intents and purposes, this was Antifa. And don't be shocked if you find out that these people connected to this are Antifa people. Don't be shocked. It wouldn't shock me one bit to find this out. We're going to take a short break. Thanks for being part of the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, we get some shocking news. Shocking news on the Kevin Jackson Show. Breaking news. Are you ready? First of all, welcome. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. .com. 844-551-8255. Shocking news. I have to give you all the commercials so you'll hang around for the, you know, the teaser is shocking news. And, of course, the commercial. And then the shocking news. And this will shock you. I promise you, I'm not letting you down. And what comes as a surprise to no one, Kamala Harris has learned that nobody likes her. And her debate performance didn't help. Now, I'm going to set this up by telling you this. Axios, who wrote this, as far as I'm concerned, Axios is a leftist magazine. And they lured everybody in with this article by saying, you know, Kamala Harris isn't very well liked. And here's what they said. This was the biggest takeaway from our special post-vice presidential debate focus group with 13 voters. Get this. 13 voters who chose Barack Obama in 2012 and Trump in 2016. Here's what they said. Two of them will vote for Biden, both because of the coronavirus pandemic and the economy. Now, these are people that switched from Obama to Trump, and now they're telling you, oh, they switched back. And then they say, while this focus group is not statistically significant because of the sample poll, the responses show some of the voters are what they're thinking about and talking about in the 2020 election in crucial states. They went on to say, the Real Clear Politics poll average has Biden leading by 6 points in Michigan. Now, what I said is that this probably tells you more about Real Clear Politics than it does about this reality poll that Axios did. See, I spent some time with Tom Bevin, the guy who runs Real Clear Politics. And I don't think Tom's a pure conservative, number one. I don't think his polls are worth the toilet paper I will use the next time I take a dump. They missed the mark in 2016, so why should we believe Real Clear Politics now? It's funny how to me, somebody's been declared wrong or bogus, okay? And they still refer to it. And here's what I'm saying to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, the people listening to me. If somebody got something dramatically wrong, let's say you worked with a consultant and they told you, oh, by the time you sell your home, these will be the color palettes that everybody's after. So if you're going to do the rehab, be sure to do it like this. Then you do it exactly like they say, and your home sits on the market for 6 months, and you reduce it by 10% just to dump the thing after 8 months. Would you listen to that consultant again? Would you listen to those pollsters that tell you, well, the polling shows that this is the color that everyone likes, these are the types of fixtures and whatever? I would be like, man, get out of my face while I punch you in your throat. So Real Clear Politics got nothing right in tracking polls. And I will tell you, Tom's a nice guy. I've seen nothing that shows me that they're close to correct. And so this idea that Biden is leading by 6 points in Michigan, as I said, it's as worthless as the toilet paper I will use in less than a few hours here. Maybe sooner. Anyway, they go on to say this. What they're saying, Biden's not going to make it 4 years, so Kamala Harris is going to be president, and I have zero trust he can be president. So I'm just picking the lesser of two evils at this point, said Shelley D. Everyone else in the group agreed. And while some even liked it, what Harris had to say at the debate, this is where it cracked me up. This article just absolutely made me just crack up. Because, again, these are 13 people that left Obama and voted for Trump. And they want to convince you now that two of those people no longer like Trump. And it's because of the handling of the Chinese Wu flu. And they want you to believe that what I'm going to say next is it flies in the face of logic. But here they said that while some even liked what Harris had to say at the debate, they remain skeptical of change. I'm going to stick with Trump because I don't know if the left will make do on the promises they're saying right now. What could a guy who switched over from Barack Obama to Trump want after seeing Trump? What is it that he thinks that they have promised that he goes, I don't know if they're going to do it? See, there are things that make me, I'm skeptical about this article, and I have a reason to be. Because if people were writing the truth, I would go, that makes sense. It makes logical sense. This makes no logical sense. This is one of these articles where somebody says, hey, look, write an article. It's a puff piece for Kamala Harris, but we'll disguise it as pro-Trump. That'll get people to read it. But we'll also be saying what we want to say. So here's the other ones. Others describe feeling scared because I'm reading this and they put scared in quotes. Others describe feeling scared because Harris actually did a better job than Pence, as one participant put it. So you're scared to switch because you believe that she did a better job than Pence. So if she were to become president, you were happy with her, what she did. See, I don't believe that. I think that's a lie. These voters thought Harris did too well at the devote. Many are saying they're now fearful she'll boost Biden's chances to win because of, quote, how she connects with the American people. And here's what they said. I'm putting this out there so you can understand how to separate nonsense. So one of them said, I'm fearful of this woman because she knows how to strike chords with the American people. Matt T. said this. She's basically utilizing everything that has happened this year to attack the Trump campaign, and she does it in such a way she's making really strong points, but I don't think they're true. So she's coming across very powerful. The only thing in there that lends itself to this person really being sincere is he says, I don't think they're true, the points she's making. Here's what the other said, and this is where I agree. Some mocked her hand gestures, but most thought she appeared more prepared for the debate than Pence. Again, absolute nonsense. The next one. Several Trump voters describe Pence's debate performance as lacking energy and emotion, and they were largely frustrated that he didn't answer most of the questions asked. Now, I go back to the title of this article, people. The idea that people didn't like Harris, and she's losing former Obama voters. And what are they telling us? They're giving us all this stuff about, oh, well, she was very good and people liked her. Pence wasn't very good. He was too buttoned up or whatever. Okay, well, how's that? That seems to fly in the face of the nature of the article. Guy D says, who's voting to reelect President Trump, he felt a little disappointed watching Pence Wednesday night because it seemed like he didn't get to the point. I'm giving you the article is about how people didn't like Kamala Harris, how the voters didn't resonate with her. And we shifted into this. But look, folks, lies.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is facing a second day of questioning in her Supreme Court nomination hearing, receiving many questions from Democratic senators about the Affordable Care Act. Senate Judiciary Chair South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham addressed that on Wednesday, saying Obamacare should not be the focus of these hearings.
This hearing has been more about Obamacare than it has you. Obamacare is on the ballot. If you want socialized, single-payer health care, that's on the ballot.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will still go head-to-head on Thursday night, just not on the debate stage as originally planned. President Trump will participate in a town hall with NBC News from Miami, while Biden will appear in an ABC town hall from Philadelphia. Both are scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. The second presidential debate, originally scheduled for Thursday, was canceled after President Trump refused to participate in the event's new virtual format. This is USA Radio News. A late-stage trial for a potential antibody treatment for coronavirus has been halted over safety concerns. Drug maker Eli Lilly says it's pausing the trial after the independent board of medical professionals that oversees its clinical trials recommended the pause. An Illinois teen charged with the murder of two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, won't face charges in his home state. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Blake County, Illinois, State's Attorney's Office says 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse will not face any charges in his home state of Illinois in the killing of two protesters. The gun used in the shooting was purchased, stored, and used in Wisconsin, and there is no evidence the gun was ever physically possessed by Rittenhouse in Illinois. The 17-year-old remains in a juvenile detention center in Lake County without bond due to pending criminal charges in Kenosha. Rittenhouse is due back in Lake County Court on October 30th for an extradition hearing.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They released this link. It had supposedly State Department emails, and some of them are related to Hillary Clinton in one form or another. And I was looking at it. I went out and I looked at it. I was like, man, I got to check this out. And I read through a few of them. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're going to talk about some of these. But essentially, a lot of these emails were from people kissing Hillary Clinton's rather roomy buttocks. And I was looking at these things, and I'm just, the flowing language, oh, you were so wonderful, Miss Secretary, Miss Nan. It was just so gushy-gooey that I was looking at these emails, and I wasn't thinking, man, they're fawning all over. I was thinking these people were afraid of being politically or otherwise whacked by Hillary Clinton. So whatever she did, they fawned all over, man. She could wear a dress. That dress was lovely. It was so gray. It was beautiful. It was gray. And, it blended right in with your varicose veins. I mean, it was bizarre. One of them, I remember, it was about her glasses. You guys remember those thick glasses that made Hillary's Clinton eyes look like a Pekingese? Because something happened to her eye. Maybe Bill had punched her in it. But whatever it was, I'm telling you, they were fine. Oh, go with the glasses. Go with the glasses. The title of the email would be Glasses. Yay! It was almost like people were saying, if we can get her to wear these stupid glasses, maybe we'll feel better about ourselves. But they were fawning all over these stupid glasses. Sid Blumenthal. He came up in others, too. Yeah, man, it was interesting to look at. I suggest you find our post on it, theblacksphere.net. And then you just look, because there's a link that's got all of the emails. Now, they went in 2019, so all of these can't be Hillary Clinton's. I don't know, to be honest, maybe it went into 2020. Some of them were 2020, right? My producers say, yeah. So I don't know, whether it was just a dump of the State Department, like saying, look, we're doing our job. Here it is. Boom. You can have these. But I'm confident that there are organizations from the moment they dumped these, which was last week. I don't know when. Was it Friday? It's certainly by Saturday the dump had occurred. And I'm betting every single one of those emails is going to be looked at, printed out, reviewed by brilliant minds who are connecting the dots on what we know Hillary Clinton did, which is some dirty. She did some dirty. Now, I talked about this the other day. The nation that the world seeing her emails is going to make her lose bladder and or bowel control. And I predicted that old Hillary had an old crap moment, okay? When Pompeo made the announcement that we're going to release him. And I've even alluded that, and I'm more than alluded, I believe President Trump is going to drop little nukes from now till the election that are just going to absolutely devastate the Democrats. And this is one. Hillary Clinton cannot be happy about this. So, I peeked at some of these. Have you guys, I'm just curious, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. But have you read any? Have you studied them? Have you looked at anything? Because, you know, I'll be honest with you. There's so many. I want other people to look them over, and I just comment after the fact. There's so many. But I did get lucky, and I saw a few of them, and some of them were kind of suspicious to me. For example, there was one with from, and it said something along, the title of it is Rasmussen Call. You know, the Rasmussen people. And I don't know. There's a Scott Rasmussen. I know Christina Rasmussen, who is his daughter. She used to run the Illinois Policy Institute. But anyway, there was an email titled Rasmussen Call, dated April 24th of 2011. And what got my attention was, here's what it said. Declassify on 8/24/2031. So you have to wait 20 years to declassify this email. Now, other emails were wide open. Nothing. This one, declassified 8/24/2031. And here's the other part that's really interesting. They decided to make it secret on January 29th of 2016. Trump had been in office about a week. Right after he took office. D.C. folks were still full of pro-Hillary Clinton, anti-Trump, Obama legacy swamp rats, and they wanted this to remain secret for 20 years, and they declassified it on the, classified it on 1/29 of 2016. Now, I found other emails related to Rasmussen Call that were also classified and would not be released until much later. So what gives? Did Clinton use Rasmussen to manipulate polling data? I don't have any idea. I'll tell you right now, I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if she attempted to orchestrate enthusiasm because she couldn't get it organically. She's in the same position as Joe Biden is in today. Or Joe Biden's in the same position as her. So I'm hoping a researcher will take on this project and get us some clarity. But there was another one that I saw that caught my eye, and it was PricewaterhouseCoopers. Two emails from PricewaterhouseCoopers, and the Clintons have a history with PwC. And it has to do with their tax problem for their foundation. Now, PwC took over accounting for the Clinton Foundation for its fiscal year 2013. They noticed that previous filings by the Clinton Foundation did not, quote, break out the list of foreign grants it had received. The accountant, Laura Perello, recognized that and came to the conclusion that there had been that they needed to be disclosed for the 2013 return. So it was a big scandal at the time, and the Clintons were like, it's not that big of a deal. It just needs to be refiled. We just need to refile them. You know, so we're going to do that on Monday, and everything's going to be all right. Well, it was not already. They were just sugarcoating it. It wasn't okay. Clinton put the blame for his foundation's foreign donor scandal on PwC. He says there was no attempt to hide donations from Kenya. The guy filled out the forms made an error. The guy put it on the wrong form. I can't explain why he didn't do it. All we can do is fix it now. That's what Clinton said. So then there was another one. And by the way, I put the PricewaterhouseCoopers, and they wouldn't. That one won't be declassified until 11:30 of declassify on 1/27 of 2028 is when they'll declassify that one. See, this is what bugs me. You know, why can't we see it? I thought this was all supposed to be declassified, all of it. There's only two. I did a search. I did a PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers, search on all the emails. Two of them came up, both of them to be declassified later. This one on 1/27 of 2028. It was classified on 11/30 of 2015. Now, it had I can't say what it's in regards to, because the Clintons had their issues with PwC in 2013. This would have been right around the time that that occurred. They classified it 2 years, you know, what I'm guessing to be 2 years later, on November the 30th of 2015. They call it confidential. Declassify on January 27th of 2028. And here's what it says. It just says, you know, email hrod at clintonemail.com. It's from Melanie Verveer, subject, forward, PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, classified. And they won't declassify it. So another one. I'm asking journalists out there, investigative journalists, you might want to check it out. If you search Russia in these emails, get this. You get 11,410 records. It's a lot of discussion of Russia. Probably going to be very interesting reading for the researchers, but I didn't do anything. And then finally, we got a screenshot of the Clinton's China policy, and here's essentially what it says. Clinton is pushing, however, to ensure that her diplomatic corps is not marginalized as the U.S. engages a country the Obama administration needs as a partner in efforts to solve the world's major problems. My guess is that China will say some in who they want to engage is a strong history, considering the choice of arriving emissary, not a de facto choice. They will engage who they respect. China's already indicated that they were tired of multiple faces, blah, blah, blah. And Clinton's, they said Clinton then pleasantly surprised China by saying the Obama administration would not let their human rights concern interfere with cooperation with Beijing. Surprise, surprise.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type beginning within a certain time of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Not much is going well for the Democrats these days. The only thing they seem to be winning at is polling. They dominate the polls. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. And it got me curious because I know. You guys know my stance. Donald Trump's going to win. By the way, go to my YouTube channel, YouTube Kevin Jackson. It's just search for Kevin Jackson, the Black Sphere, and you should find me. But I've told you guys, one, how Biden cannot win, and two, how Trump will win. So it's clear. I give you two different perspectives. And if that doesn't soothe you, then you just don't want to be soothed. You don't want salve. You don't even have a wound to put salve on. That's how good this is going for you. It cracks me up. I listen to my folks, you complaining out there, and I go, guys, what is it you're seeing? You have to be looking at the world through eyes that just don't exist. I'm glad you're here, though. Glad you're listening to the program. You got good ears, but maybe you're not your eyes. I don't know. We got to figure it out. But here's what I'll ask you. I'll ask you this. Have you responded to any presidential polls? It's in your Twitter feed. Hey, do you think President Trump's going to win? Yes or no? It's in an advertisement. Something, hey, we're polling to see if the president's going to win. Just click this button. Have you done it? Have you, anywhere, you get a phone call. Hey, listen, we're
with the polling and survey, this, that, or the other. Are you the,
click. I hang up. I have not responded to a single poll. I'm talking about even people that I know, Kurt Schlicht or others, doing these ad hoc polls just on their Twitter page. Hey, just out of curiosity, how many people are supporters of Trump that are not going to vote for him this time around? You know, yes or no. Don't even respond back. If they say, how many people are Trump supporters and you fully support the president, whatever, don't even respond back. And I'm going to bet you money that you're the same way. You're not responding. That part of the iceberg is bigger in 2020 than it was in 2016. It isn't fear. It's none of it. I mentioned this guy I met in California, in Catalina, and he goes, man, Trump's going to clean Biden's clock. He actually says he's going to kick his butt, but he said different language. And I was like, man, when I saw him, I pointed to his hat and I was like, thumbs up. And he comes over from getting up from leaving for breakfast and he just leans down. And he says, Trump's going to kick his. That was it. And I said, you got that right. He knows it. We talked later. I saw him in the line going back on the ferry. He was like, when we had a longer conversation, he says, man, I know so many people that are, we're raring to go. We're raring to go. They can't wait to cast their vote. And I mean, he was so, like, not angry, but like, you know, this excited, like, we'll get them. You know, it's resolve. Yeah, resolve. That's the best word for it. That's what I feel. I bet that's what you feel like. Man, we are going to get even. It wasn't enough that we did it in 2016. We got to do it again. And see, Pelosi, she's scared. She showed her fear of Trump getting reelected. And then she tried to cover it up. What she said was, this 25th Amendment, we got to invoke the 25th Amendment, blah, blah, blah. She tested this idea of the 25th Amendment early in Trump's presidency, but she couldn't get any takers. The idea was that Trump's policies were so crazy, so outlandish, he had to be senile. How could he possibly want to build a border wall? How could he possibly want to keep sex trafficking, drug dealing Mexicans out of this country? How dare he? How dare he want to actually look at trade and address trade? By the way, I don't know if we talked about this, but I think I did. I was talking to somebody on a radio show, and I said, hey, the Democrats want to see Trump's trade policy fail. That's why they don't want America to go back to work. If you can't make product, you can't sell it. If you can't sell it, you're still getting it from somebody due to these old trade deals. Trump looks bad. But he's on to it. Anyway, Pelosi tried early. She wanted to cover her bases. She didn't expect that she was going to get any traction on the 25th Amendment. It was just put it out there. It was worth a shot. A bit of a sign of desperation, but it could be perceived as her doing her job. No, this is me just saying to my constituents, we're never going to give up. We're never going to let this man go to rest. We'll invoke the 25th Amendment. I don't care how sane his policies appear. If we got to get him, we'll get him. So people maybe were in the party were mandating, do something. He won. We've got to keep him off kilter because soon he'll be digging into Russian collusion. And he's going to find out all this other stuff. We got to stop him. We got to impeach him. When did they say impeach him? The day after he got elected. They were ready to impeach. I think it may have been the day of. But the problem is, Trump's policies were brilliant. For the most part. Saving money, doing great things. You know, so what could you do when the guy's performing? He saved Carrier. He's bringing manufacturing back. Jobs were coming back. The stock market was setting records daily. Pop, 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 pop. I mean, just record after record. So she had to bide her time. She had to wait. And she waited until the president caught the Wu flu virus. And secretly, she wanted that virus to do the job that she, nor Hillary Clinton, nor Barack Obama could accomplish. And that is to send President Trump home. I'm talking to his heavenly home. But sadly for her, President Trump whooped the Wu flu with some Kung flu. And the rest is history. Now he's on to her. Now it's a whole different thing. But while she pretended that the man was at death's door because she could re-bring up the 25th Amendment. Oh, well, listen, he's got the dreaded Wu flu. It could take him out in any minute. We've got to do something. What if he's incapacitated? And remember, they had a story. He's been rushed to Walter Reed. And I'm telling you, there are many of you conservatives. Y'all, let me tell you, I wasn't among these. I'm a conservative. I wasn't among these. But they were concerned. What if he dies? And people were, Kevin, the president dies. Then it's, you know, what happens? And it's Pence. And then what happens to the election? And who's, can Pence beat Biden? I mean, there was all these scenarios. And I go, what are y'all panicked about? Again, I keep coming back to this very simple thing, folks. God picked Trump to be president for two terms, not one, two. I firmly believe this as much as I believe there is a God. And he says, I'm going to let the president that I put in place go through all these trials and tribulations because it's going to make him tougher. And when he gets in for his second term, as Trump warned during the debate, when I get reelected, I'll take a look. He says, you guys have been caught. We got you. And essentially what I think was a warning to Biden and others and the Democrats is we're going to get you. Now, I'm not saying this metaphorically. I'm going to get you. And he can't get him unless he's alive. So I told everybody, I said, man, Trump got the Wu flu. I said, and he'll survive and he will thrive and he will come out better. And he did. What'd he say? I haven't felt this good in 30 years. Shoo. Gotta love it. So Pelosi wanted us to believe that, you know, Trump was on death's door and she was proposing all these what-if scenarios. If America doesn't have a succession plan, and we do. She reinstituted these talks. And then she said, I'm going to reveal something about the 25th Amendment. What? So I was interested in what she didn't say. Because what she did, folks, was she conceded the election. Less than 3 weeks to go now, it was 3 weeks at the time, why would you pull this stunt? If the polls are right, and they're not, and Biden has a comfortable lead, if you've got him so far ahead and Trump has no shot mathematically, why are you concerned? And it got me looking at Vegas odds. I looked at the Vegas odds for president because somebody said Joe Biden made a shift. And I went, well, what's the shift? And you want to know what the odds are? Let me give them to you. On Bovada and Bets Online. On Bovada, Trump plus 170, Biden minus 200. On Bet Online, Trump plus 185, Biden minus 225. In other words, Trump is almost a 2-to-1 favorite to win, and Biden is a solid 2-to-1 favorite to lose. That's a favor or favorite. You know what I'm saying on the first one. So Trump is clearly the one that they think is going to win. And that is Pelosi's fear, thus the 25th Amendment. And all you got to do, folks, is look at these signs and you'll know exactly how to interpret this stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.